it is not possible for us to observe the right day, then the day after we shall see that. In the case of especially Ekadashi, it has been mentioned. Not day before, but day after. That should be accepted. That is the direction of the Guru.
According to the almanac, this is the most inauspicious day of the year.
This is the happiest and the most fortunate day for you, because being born in this day, you came to Guru and Krishna. Many birthdays already passed, but this birthday has taken you in connection of Krishna, so it should be respected by you also. Not only for your disciples, friends and relatives, but you also have some respect for this day. This has blessed you. Today, in Ramananda Rai Sangvad, we find Jikadeva Sapane Dekinu Bamshi Vadane Seikale Airadvi Vairi Anandayar Madan Hari Nida Marman Dekhita Namai Mubati. When in my trance I came to have a vision, divine vision of Krishna, two enemies suddenly appeared. Radharani says, this is the sayings of Radharani. Ananda and Madan, the ecstasy and also a feeling which is corresponding to the extreme love in complete self-surrender. Ananda and Madan, Hari Milan or Madan. Dekhi Janma Paino Netra Hari, and I could not see Krishna very clearly. These two enemies disturbed me. The ecstasy made me felt forgetful. And also my greed for his touch, that also another enemy. They did not allow me to have a clear vision of Krishna, darshan. So my heart thirst is not quenched of seeing him. Uno jodi kono khon korai Krishna darshan, sabeshdei khon ghatibo diya manjula chandan, nana drabya aharan abharan, alankritu karinu sava. Again, if I get chance, of that darshan, if fortunately any more chance I get of his darshan, then what should I do? I shall rather, avoiding Krishna, I shall rather try to worship the time, that moment, that minute, that second. I shall try to worship and to propitiate the time, that that time may stay for some time. Jadi kono puno jadi kono khon parai Krishna darshan tabe sei khon ghoti pod diya malyo chandan, with garlands and with sandal paste, and I shall try to worship the time and not Krishna. If time stands being propitiated with my respectful behavior, then Krishna will be there. Try to fix this time. You stay for some time. The Krishna showing time. You be eternal here. You be eternal. Like a lightning, you come and go, vanish here. Okay?
Sargo Bhavan.
So the time we are to worship this Kalpatra, the time, the place, that is also Chinmaya. The paraphernalia of Krishna is also we should say the fortunate to worship the paraphernalia. More than we shall have to honor the paraphernalia more than him. That is the clue to success.
Karshneva.
Karshneva. Krishna Sambandha. They are devotee and he is at their disposal. So if we can propitiate them, they will take interest about me and they can keep them. I can't. I am helpless.
So that is why we have come to take shelter of your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, Aradhananam sadvesam Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam param. Once Parvati, baby, asked Mahadev, of all the worship, whose worship is the best? Then Mahadev told plainly the worshipping, the devotion of Lord Narayan, Vishnu, that is the highest. Then Parvati was a little mortified, disappointed. But I am serving Mahadev, so I am in holding little lower position. But the next line came, Tasmat Padataram Devi Tudiyana in Samastana. But more than that, devotion of the devotees of the Lord, that is more than that. More than the devotion of the Lord Himself. Then Parvati smiled. Then I am serving the devotee of the Lord. Mahadev is the devotee. Vaishnavana yatasamo. So I am in the right side, doing the best. And also Krishna has said, Madhbhakta nancha ji bhakta tini bhakta tamama. Who, those that worship me direct, they are not devotee of the right type. But real devotees are those who are devoted to my own devotee. So, and that is true. That is true. That is, if you love me, love my dog. To love one's dog, how much intensity the love be with the master when one can love his dog? His dog, of course, not to get to take away the dog for himself. Not with that idea. Independent love for the dog. But because he is dog, so I love him. That is the higher test to our love. Whether we really love or not. So, because the Lord Himself is more pleased if he sees that his servant is being served. Why? Because his servants, they always serve him, and they don't take anything in return from Krishna. Krishna tries to give something, but he won't take. No space to enter something in return of the service. 100% service, and not any possibility of any remuneration there. Not a hole through which some remuneration can be pushed. Wholesale servant, nothing. But he tries his best to give something in return, but he fails. But when he says that this desired end is done by someone else, some third person, he becomes indebted to him more. But I want to try my best to do, and I can't. But another person is doing my job. What I wanted, he is doing, I can't. I fail. I like to do, but I fail. I'm not accepted. But another person is doing the same thing which I desired. So he is more inclined to. Krishna is more favorable to the man who is serving his servant. Then he comes to serve him. That is the underlying purpose. That mad bhakta nanta ji bhakta, temi bhakta tamamata. Those that are devotee of my devotee, they are my real devotee of my heart. So, bhakti puja.
Krishna feels that through these devotees he can pay back his debt to his servants. Is that the mood, Maharaj?
Yes. On his behalf,
yes.
He can, but he can't. He is unfit. The another man is doing that. Then he cannot but be satisfied from the core of his heart. I am trying my utmost to give something, to help me. But he won't accept. But another man is doing that. So he is much inclined to that man who is doing that. Which is, but he cannot. Madhvakta ananta di bhakta, teme bhakta tamamata, superlative degree. Bhaktabhuya. All are in the devotee.
Abhaitama Bhaktabhuya Bodo.
Prabhu, Vede Bhagavate Koi Radharo.
Vede Bhagavate
Koi Radharo. They are found in Bhagavatam and in Veda also. It is mentioned by Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Dasa. Amar Bhakti Puja, Ama Haiti Bodo. Bhaktabhuya is also necessary.
In the Bhagavatam it mentions, Maharaj, that Amahaitama Bhakti Puja Bolo. But till we heard it from you, we did not know why.
No, you know it.
No, Maharaj. Because the way you, it was.
Guru Puja, Bhakta Sreshta Guru.
Yes.
Mukunda Prashta, Bhakta Sreshta Guru Dev.
Yes.
To worship him, to respect him. To devote everything to him, that is a big thing, and you are aware of the fact. So, Swami Maharaj.
Yes,
Maharaj. But at the same time, we should look for that who is Bhakta. Bhakta. That is also to be ascertained. What is this? Sign of it, Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur, Gaur Hare Gaur. Nidhai Gaur Hare Gaur.
Yesterday you were discussing the progression of the from the senses to the sense objects to the senses to the mind to the intelligence, and then to the conscious background of our, how would you say it, life, the Brahman, and then beyond that to the person who is the source of the Brahman. And if someone were to succeed. If someone were to succeed in going beyond the cloudiness of the mind, intelligence, and so forth, and to reach the basic level of the conscious background of existence, then what kind of conscious adjustment has to be made at that point in order to pierce, how would you say, into the Vaikuntha, or to go into the Vaikuntha? You understand?
The later part I couldn't.
If the soul, freed from that cloud, infinitesimal soul, how do you say, fully aware of himself as spirit and not body and mind, then in that position he is aware of the existence of Narayan above him in the Vaikuntha. And he wants to direct his consciousness or towards that. What is the system at that point? How is it to be done?
বলছেন যে যখন আত্মা তার নিজের স্বরূপে প্রকাশ পেল যে সে হচ্ছে শুদ্ধাত্মা ভগবানের অংশবিশেষ, তখন সেই সময়ে যে যত সব আপনার কলুষ, জড় কলুষ, সেগুলো তো বিদূরিত হয়ে গেল, তখন সে সচ্ছল যে ভগবত মূর্তি, সেটা নারায়ণ, যেমন ভগবান শ্রী নারায়ণের প্রথম সে প্রকাশ পেল। উনি জিজ্ঞেস করছেন সেই অবস্থাতে সে যখন সেই নারায়ণ সেবা অবস্থিত হবে, তার প্রসিডিওরটা কি, তখন তার মনোবৃত্তি কি, তার কি তার আকাঙ্ক্ষা কি, কিভাবে সে সেটা সেটাকে অ্যাপ্রোচ করবে, সে মানে ভগবানের যে স্বরূপ প্রকাশ যেটা হচ্ছে।
The real man will worship his inside. By sadhan, it is he is being discovered, and he will come to do the needful, the inner man. The inner soul, he will be, he will awake, and it will be his duty to do. And the external cover, that will go away, vanish away gradually. And the inner man will come out to do its duty, whatever circumstance he is faced, to do justice to the circumstance. Whether Narayana or Vasudev or Krishna, Baladev, it is already there. And he will come and recognize the object of his worship and love and duty. Am I clear?
Yes.
Yes.
Very clear.
Back to God, back to home. He will recognize when he will enter into the home, he will gradually recognize who is who and to whom, how to deal. To enter into home means that, to be reinstated. Kriti saddha bhavat saddha bhavasa sadhana vila nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakottam hridi saddhata. What is already there, only to discover, remove the cover, that is what is sadhana. It confines, the sadhana confines itself into uncovering. And it is there, he will recognize his own object and duty also, everything.
It lies in his nature to be attracted to that.
Yes, yes.
So that nature will come out.
The Atmosphere, the paraphernalia, your inner tendency, they will say you have to do this. During the last great war here in Calcutta, in the Lighthouse building, perhaps, of course, the government, they have painted a picture of the dress of a soldier. And there, just below, it is written, take this dress, and the dress will say you what to do. Dress yourself with this
uniform.
Uniform. And the uniform will say you what to do. So the paraphernalia and the inner arrangement, they will say you more clearly. This life is a vague one. But that is more and more clear, and more real, and more tasteful. So once it begins to vanish, it will be nowhere. When it will come in contact with that high power of divine love or anything like that, or knowledge, this will vanish like anything. It will fly away of its own accord. That is reality. And this is, after all, unreal foreign thing which has come. So when the sun rises, darkness flies away. What direction it can't ascertain. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai
Gaur. You've heard that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was worshipping Gaur and Gadadhar at some time. Could you explain that relationship?
Gauranga and?
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar. Well, devotees of Gauranga, they have got twofold characteristic within. One, participating in Krishna Lila, another in Gaur Lila. One, in Madhurya, another in Audharya. One confined into their own lila with Krishna, another with the idea of distributing that to the public, Madhur and Udhar. Now, amongst those fortunate souls, parshas or sadhvijas, there are also three variations. One more attracted to Krishna Lila, another more attracted to Gaur Lila, and some in the middle position. But when one is in Gaur Lila, if his hankering, innate hankering comes to have a darshan of Krishna Lila, then of course this Gaur Gadadhar appears to him as Radha Krishna. And when in the participating Radha Krishna Lila, if sometimes he has got any will to have a conception of the future, Gaur Lila, how it will come, Then she says that Radha Govinda is transformed into Gaur Kalalha. In this way. In this way, when inclination is to have the hankering for the service of a particular Lila, the Lord Himself manifests Himself in that paraphernalia, that nature. To satisfy the inner will of the devotee for giving room to that sort of service. A peculiar tendency of service arises at times in the heart of the devotee. Lord appears in that way to receive, to fulfill his desire to receive his services in that way, in that form. That is the reason. Sometimes. Sometimes a servant is seeing his master in a plain dress, but suppose he had some hankering, like, I want to see my master in a gorgeous dress. Then the master, when he came to know that, he appeared before him in a gorgeous dress, grand. And sometimes in plain dress. Sometimes one may appear as a king, as a lover, as a friend, according to the demand of the and the hankering of the circumstances and the paraphernalia. But both or everything is eternal, only change of phase. And that also, some devotees are seeing in some way, another in another way. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Gaur Gadadhar and Radha Krishna, the another devotee standing by the side, he may not see that. To satisfy the inner hankering, the opposite, the relative side also comes to response, the other side. Vice versa. The law of relativity makes this possible. When Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu wanted to show his own, who are you? Ramananda Rai, from the nature of the inquisitiveness of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, he had some mystic idea in his mind. Who is he? He is not an ordinary person or sannyasi or a scholar, but something more. These inquiries are coming from where? These high inquisitiveness, it is a mystic, most undetectable thing. He must be Krishna himself, otherwise all these subtle points raising in my mind and making and forcibly making me to relate all these things. Then he came with his open statement. Who are you? I don't think you are an ordinary sannyasi scholar. But you must say to me, who are you? You are the Krishna himself. I have got a great impression, inspiration like that. And you must not hide me. Hide me. Rai kahe, chharo bhuri bhuri, bhari bhuri. First I saw As an ordinary Brahmin sannyasi, preaching about devotion of Krishna. But gradually, as you rise in a gradual improving process in your inquiry, then the doubt in my mind arose. And you have come to me. I have not gone to you. You have kindly come to me to purify this nasty person. And now you conceal yourself from me. I can't understand you. But whoever you be, I am sure that you are what you are inquiring after, you are that thing. You are him. He is you. Pahile dekhine tuma sannyasi swarup. Gradually my vision, my estimation about you are changing. First I saw you as a sannyasi, Brahmin, a devotee. And gradually I am of opinion that you are Sama Goparup, that cowherd boy, absolute in the garb of cowherd boy. সম্মুখে দেখিয়ে তোমার কাঞ্চন কাঞ্চলিকা তার পিত কান্তে তোমার অঙ্গ কান্তি ধারা. হোয়াট ইজ দ্য পিকিউলিয়ার থিং আই এম সিং দ্যাট এ গোল্ডেন ফিগার ইজ জাস্ট স্ট্যান্ডিং বাই ইয়োর সাইড অ্যান্ড the grace of that lady has covered your body. I see like that. What is this? What is the mystery? Please divulge it to me with folded palm. I ask you. Then Mahaprabhu told, পীতঙ্গ নয় মাধাঙ্গ স্পর্শন ব্রজেন্দ্র সুত বিনা তৃহ ন স্পর্শে অন্য জন মাই কালার মাই ওন কালার ইজ নট ইয়েলো বাট বাই দি টাচ অফ রাধা রানী ইট শোজ লাইক অ্যাপিয়ার্স লাইক ইয়েলো আর গ্রেজ হ্যাজ কভার্ড মি অ্যান্ড ব্রজেন্দ্র সুত বিনা তৃহ ন স্পর্শে অন্য জন. And she never touches anybody than her lover, the cowherd Krishna. So who am I now, you know for yourself. Rasaraj Mahabhav Diye Guru. Rasaraj, the ecstasy. Highest ecstasy personified and the highest appreciator of that ecstasy, both combined. Rasaraj Mahabhav Duye Kuru. Dekhi Ramananda Hero Anandino Chiti. Ramananda could not stand any longer there, could not retain his normal consciousness, but fainted. Ramananda was dhorite na paredeho parilo bhumite. Of course they are sitting, but he could not maintain his sitting posture. As soon Prabhu tane hasta sparshi karai rachetan, Mahaprabhu touched him, to awaken him, to take him in the normal position. When Ramananda again saw that sannyasi, that golden sannyasi, sitting on his branch. Then after a pause, Mahaprabhu said, "Now I can come. It is late. I am going." Ramananda started from there. Mahaprabhu went away to the Brahmin's house. Rasodharma. Pahile dekhinu tamar sannyasi swarup, ebe kintu dekhinu tamar sannyasi swarup. Only once Mahaprabhu showed himself in this way to Rai Ramananda, and never anywhere in his whole lila we find. Godavari Tire, there he expressed himself, showed himself in that time, who am I? Who am I? Ramananda. Ramananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But Mahavishnu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, of course, in his own humble way, he is producing himself to us. But when I began the study about Chaitanya Lila, very sweet, charming, but I failed to understand why Chaitanya Dev, a great scholar and a man of character, he recommended to us the highest lila of the Lord in Vrindavan, that is in his autocratic way, thieving, the stealing, then quarreling with the neighbors and the friends so much so that he's having illicit connection with the girls there. What is this? And this has been supported by a person like Chaitanya Dev, of the purest character and the finest intellect. How it is possible? I prayed fervently, "Lord, if I am fit, please reveal it in me. I can't. I fail to understand. Follow this sort of Buddha." That this is the highest attainment we should aspire after. How it was. Bhaktivinoda Thakur say that revelation came in me. How it is the highest conception of all sorts of ideas, highest idea. And at the same time, this simultaneously came in me that Chaitanya Dev was that Krishna himself, none but he. So, absolute good. He is the autocrat. Everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. Just what filthy impression we go to bear about him, that is within us. We think that we are masters, but someone of my position is master of the world. So Krishna is the trespasser. But in reality, just the opposite. Everything belongs to him. And to establish any right over anything, that is trespassing. That is encroachment, unfair encroachment. Everything belongs to Isha Vashmiram Sarvam. The opposite is third person true. And we think that it is in my possession, it is mine. That is misunderstanding. That is untrue. So in the realm of Yogamaya, such posing is there, but to enhance the pleasure of Krishna himself, it is necessary. It is couched in that way, as if it belongs to others. This is a peculiar process by which one can serve Krishna in a variegated and ever new nature, a plan by Yoga Maya. The paraphernalia has been dressed in such a way. That is, Ishavashvidam Sarvam. Everything is the object for him to enjoy. The absolute owner, the absolute enjoyer, the absolute good, and by his enjoyment, everything gets its highest fulfillment of life. His position is such. A peculiar thing. Sakya. He's the absolute master over everything. That consciousness, normally it is the highest conception. But anything more, then something like Maya, not Maya, Yoga Maya, brings some more efficient plan. Efficient plan to increase the intensity of the rasa as they are in its proper elevation. That to make it what is very cheap, to make it unavailable. Just here in the present day, the capitalists, they to increase the price, they put underground, many things underground, and they keep the market strong, sharp. So it is necessary that to arrange in such a way that the union is not very easy. It is very rarely to be found. To increase the demand, to increase the hunger of both the parties, and to increase the intensity of the love in union, it has been planned like that by Yoga Maya. To make it there, not only there, but also risky from the social consideration, and also so much so that as if we are committing something unlawful, unlawful, the risk, the intensity of risk, how much love, love, only rightful transaction, can't you take any risk for love? That is more intensified. If one can take, bets himself, take take, both the parties take bait of their of everything, of their good name, fame, etc. But the risk of that, still the attraction. Everything one side and the attraction another side. The attraction gets the better. Better. This is love, Brahma. This is Parokyo. This is Parokyo. The highest love, Madhura, and that is also, and Vatsali also. Jasoda, sometimes there's some say that he is Vasu, Devaki's son. No. Why? Some say that he is not my child, but some god has come to become my child. How it can be? Never. He is my child. The sense of Parikriya, some say like that. One day, then he may go away, leaving me. But I may lose his affection. So, that is more intense in heart, filial love, Paroki. But it is not mine. It won't stay permanently. Anyhow, the separation may occur.